Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading this morning is from Hebrews chapter 4. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who is in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Walk a mile in someone else's shoes. You know the old adage, as your parents probably taught it to you. At least they did if you're over the age of 40. The admonition, of course, is meant to encourage empathy, to know and fully understand what someone else is going through before judging them and their actions and behavior. It's not a bad habit to have, and if the world practiced it more often, it would probably be a much more peaceful place. Now, our reading this morning speaks to a certain degree of walking in someone else's shoes, only it turns the idiom on its head, because you are the someone else. After all, what else is the incarnation than Jesus, than God walking in the shoes of those whom he created? You see, Jesus has experienced the best and the worst of humanity. Thus he knows you, for he knew joy and exuberance, he knew hunger and thirst, and he knew pain and sorrow. He experienced for himself the very same temptations that you and I experience. It's a wonder that God would condescend and deign to dwell with us when he could have simply wiped the slate clean and started over. It would have been much simpler that way, right? But such is his love for you. This is the real and great mystery of the incarnation, that Christ would come to serve as our great high priest and to offer himself up as a sacrifice in our place. And in doing this, Jesus does not simply walk a mile in your shoes for the sake of empathy and understanding. Rather, he does it as your substitute. You see, after washing your feet and circumcising your heart, he slips on your shoes and walks the path intended for you, the path that your sin paved. He walks that last and greatest mile to the cross in your place. Bruised, beaten, and battered for your transgressions, stricken, smitten, and afflicted. He suffered, he died, and he was buried all in your shoes. Likewise, he rose again and walked forth from the grave for your justification, exultant and victorious, giving you all that you need for this life and the next. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil. For the Lord, our God, Jesus, goes with you wherever you go. For a little while now, of course, we have ceased our singing of the loud, triumphant lays, and we await their glorious return. And yet, if you listen closely, you can almost hear them echoing in the distance. Even now, during this time of fasting, of sackcloth and ashes, Jesus is with you, sustaining and giving endurance where before there was none, until that time when hearts again will be made brave and arms made strong, when the song will once again ring out, when he will once again strengthen the feeble knees and quicken the steps. So, hold fast to the confession. That is, cling to the sure and certain hope that Jesus Christ, true God and true man, has redeemed you, a lost and condemned person, that he has purchased and won you from sin, death, and the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. Believe teach and confess, of course, the rest of the scriptures in their fullness, yes, but hold fast especially to this. And rejoice that our Lord goes with you. Rejoice that our Lord walks in your shoes. And more than that, rejoice that he gives you his own shoes to walk in, on the paths meant for him, the Son of God himself. For he is now your brother, and you are his. Thus, with confidence, you now draw near to the throne of grace as sons and daughters of the King. You receive mercy for your sins and grace in time of need supply. And this is not mere lip service. Rather, as dear children ask their dear Father, and they receive good from his hand, so also the Lord welcomes you and your prayers, and grants that which is needful, that which is good for you. This then is sufficient for the day. In the midst of and in spite of war and rumors of war, Christ your Lord is by your side upon the plain. The battle will not last forever. And even now it is won, and victory is yours, though for a little while we toil and fast. But one day, soon, soon, this veil of tears and sorrows will all be lifted, and you will walk forth from the grave and stand before Christ, your brother, in righteousness and purity forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.